Powerful teaching session by Bishop Eddie Addy with the Macarius Church workers, leaders, and pastors. Learn all about the work of the ministry and how you can be practically involved in building God's mega church.
Father, we thank you for this morning, for today. We know that you've gathered us here for a purpose. And we are confident that that purpose will be fulfilled. This morning we ask you to guide us and lead us. And for all our churches represented here, bless us. And take us beyond where we have ever been. And lead us in the path that you have mapped out for us. In Jesus' name. Amen. You can clap your hands unto the Lord and then you can take your seat. Thank you. Yesterday we began. We want to continue. Can my pulpit come down, please? And I'm feeling hot already, so I've asked them to turn on the ACs because honestly, I'm not wonderful Jesus. Yesterday we began to look at why we must have a mega church. 25 good reasons why. And I think there are a lot so that you can believe in the reasons. By all means, one of them will affect you. And I pray that in this conference, you know, there are people we call nominal Christians. Nominal Christians, when they go to church, whatever is preached, they don't intend to do it. They just want to tick the box that I am a Christian. But they don't really do the things they hear from the pulpit. And so sometimes I've been to conferences before where whatever I was taught, I actually lived the opposite. I remember I was in Scripture Union. I was the president of Scripture Union in Achimota School. And they sent us for a conference during the vacation to teach us so many things about leadership. And then they taught us about the Holy Spirit, His personality, His gifts, and so on. Then they told us that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are not for today. And that if you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, you don't speak in tongues. Unfortunately, I had encountered the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongues. So all that was said at the conference, how they gave us a long list of speakers we could invite. When I returned to my dormitory, I just put it on top of my wardrobe. And then I conducted the service how I felt led by the Holy Ghost. Yes. I remember one particular Sunday, I invited Robert Ampiakofi. In those days, 1982. And when he came, the topic I gave him, he didn't even remember. I don't think he remembered or whether he even saw the letter. So he came and said, you know, when you receive the Holy Ghost, power will come into you. Power for everything. So that you need the power will make you do everything you want to do in this world. Whether it's holiness, whether it's this, whether it's that. And then he said, so one may ask, how do you receive the Holy Ghost baptism? Then he spoke about the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost baptism. When he finished, he called a lady who was not a student. She was actually the wife of a teacher in the school. That she and another lady should come and demonstrate how to speak in tongues. When he called them, then unfortunately for me that day, the Scripture Union Ogbontias, the general secretary, whatever secretary, financial director, national, they all came to come and visit us that day, including the general secretary who conducted the camp meeting and the conference that I attended at Presec. And they all came to visit us that day. Who told us that Holy Ghost baptism is not for today. And then I have gone to bring somebody who is now preaching about Holy Ghost. And not only that, but making people demonstrate how to speak in tongues. And come and see them. Only the two of them were in front of the host, the school. When finished, as the people were sitting there, my head, the back of my head was very heavy. And I was so petrified that today they are finished. Because during the conference, myself, we were the presidents of the... So the presidents met that, we should just come together, pray for our different campuses, that God will move mightily. So we used to meet at dawn, quietly. But in one of the days, we were just praying quietly, at least speaking in tongues, and some people thought that there was a prayer, organized prayer meeting. So one person joined, two people joined, five people joined. Hey. And I was leading the thing, and before I realized, the whole place was becoming charged. I said, what's going on? When I opened my eyes, the whole classroom was full, not knowing that tongue-talking brothers were tongue-starved, because in the conference, we were not allowed to speak in tongues. So they wanted a place to air themselves and feel free. And they have seen that some people are feeling free, so they came to join. Hey, Marco, at a point, the whole place, hey, Madoria, Nadia, we decided that, Charlie, we are free, cry. So at that conference, as we were praying, we just heard somebody clap and clap, clap. I thought somebody was changing the prayer topic. When we opened our eyes, Kweku Hashfu, the General Secretary of Scripture Union, was standing in front of us. He said, what are you doing? We are speaking in tongues. He said, this is the reason why he made them ban the Scripture Union in Presec, the year before. So there was no Scripture Union in Presec for speaking in tongues, prophesying and so on. Then when he has organized a conference, we have also come and we are speaking in tongues. He said, from today, nobody should leave your dormitory before the first session in the assembly hall. Hey, it was not easy for us. So he looked at us with stern eyes, opened his eyes and waved his hand and walked out. Hey, now he has come to my school, and me too have organized somebody who has brought people that they are speaking in tongues. And then when they finished, he said they should sing in tongues. So there too, they also continue. Hey man, dala marundele man. I said these people, they have killed me. Hey. And when he finished, he said, now, anybody who wants the gift of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues should come. All the young, they all rise forward and come and see him lay hands on the people. People were speaking in tongues. Now, by this time, they had rung the bell for lunch. And the time was gone, but he was still praying for people to receive Holy Ghost baptism. When he finished, and we closed the meeting, all my executive members disappeared and left me to go and face these Scripture Union executives. And now my tail was between my legs as I was approaching them. Kweku Hashfu said to me, I am disappointed in you. Hey! I couldn't say anything. All these grown-up mummies from Scripture Union have come facing me. Hey, I was just fortunate that they didn't ban the Scripture Union and we just continued operating. He asked me a question. Although you and I was with one of my organizing secretary and some other, we were sitting in front all the time. So you were always sitting in front at the conference, taking notes. What did you do with those notes? If I had answered correctly, I would have said that I put it on top of my wardrobe and I'm not using it for anything. But I couldn't answer that. So I pray for you that at a conference like this, do you see, it shouldn't be that you come, maybe you get some notes, you get some words spoken, and then you pack it on top of your wardrobe. Please, you are all welcome. Thank you. Please. Sit down anywhere that you want. Feel free. Anywhere that... Just feel free. Please. You are all blessed. My bishop, Sam Owusu, Onyaminsira Bibri, and Akwaba too from America. Sam Bishop, he has come from America to be at the conference. Yes. All these bishops, they are all my neighbors. So I've called my neighbors. We are going to take this territory for Jesus. Yes. When people walk into this area, this environment, they should feel the presence of God. And they should know that mega churches are in this place. Your church will be one of them. I said your church will be one of them. Your amen is like, maybe I should go to another group and preach to them. I said your church will be one of them. Yes. So, don't let these meetings and what you are hearing in these meetings become something you pack on top of your wardrobe but do nothing with it. I believe that God is going to transform our ministries and transform our lives in Jesus' name. Clap for Jesus. So yesterday I began to talk about why we must have a mega church, and I want to continue from there. Number 11 is the number that I reached, and I want to continue from that point. It says, you must have a mega church because in a mega church, more people are involved in prayer against the power of the prince of the air. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians 6:12-18. So, when there is a mega church, there are more people involved in prayer. In recent times, we instituted what we call the flow prayers. And all over the world, in all our churches, people log on to pray from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m., sometimes 7:30. And sometimes we hear the prophet saying that we are having a prayer meeting for our church, and there are 7,000 people currently online. Sometimes 12,000 people currently praying for 3 hours, for 4 hours. Oh, yes. But when you are in your church, you have a prayer meeting and you go online, 2 people, 12 people online, 28 people online. But God will give you a mega church. In a mega church, more people can be involved in praying and prayers. Are you listening to me? Yes. When more people are involved in prayer, it's different from when there are just a few people. In prayer meetings where there are not a lot, you hear your voice. And when you keep quiet, you see that there's silence in the atmosphere. But we need a mega church so that more people can be involved in prayers. Yes. Loud prayers. Powerful prayers against the prince of the power of the air. And I pray one day that we can have a prayer meeting for all our churches in this region, in this enclave. Do you understand? To pray and lift our hands and charge the atmosphere and break the atmosphere and neutralize the powers that operate in this atmosphere. Every demonic entity that has been here, ancient deities, bloodshed, and all kinds of, you know, non-Christian religions that are trying to enter this region, we will lift our hands up together, together. And it doesn't matter whether you are Macarius, you are a prayer house or prayer chapel or newness or Potter's City or Springs of Life or Prosperity Arena. Do you see? It doesn't matter whichever church you are in, but together we can lift up our hands and pray so that God, the atmosphere, yes, can be broken. And the heavens above our heads will become reaping heavens. The smallest church in this enclave will be 200. And the mega churches, you see them, 3,000, 5,000, 7,000, 10,000. God will give us that grace in the name of Jesus. More people will be involved in prayer. We need it. Unfortunately, the devil has tried to splinter us up. Obia on a corner, brighten the corner where you are, brighten the corner where you are. You are brightening your corner where you are. Osheha 220, 75, 215, 340, 780. But God will bless our churches, and there will be mega churches, and prayer will go up to heaven. Say amen. Amen. I keep telling you that if, let's say, when during the times when Kenneth Hagin was around, he would have what we call camp meetings. They used to have camp meetings, and during the camp meetings, you hear names like Jerry Savelle, Lester Sumrall, Charles Capps, and even later on Keith Butler. And those guys, their churches were 7,000, 12,000. 15,000, 25,000. One of them, Keith Butler, he used to have two churches, one in different states. And he had a private jet. So he preaches first service here. Then he flies to the other side and preaches second service. That's a mega church. And all of them were together in the camp meetings. This one will preach morning, this afternoon, and so on. And I'm praying that God will bless us, that we too, when we have conferences like this, mega church pastors have gathered. This one is preaching first session. This one is preaching second session. This one is preaching in the afternoon. This one is preaching, because together we form a body of mega churches in the city. It will happen practically. God will bless us. Oh yes. One day we will see it happening. May God make you live long enough to see what we are prophesying about. Number 12, we must have a mega church, because a mega church generates large crowds, and large crowds create great expectations. Oh yes. Large crowds create great expectations. The Bible says in Luke 3:15, and as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their hearts of John whether he were the Christ. The people were in expectation. The larger the crowd, the larger the expectation. And the larger the expectation, the larger the miracles that occur. Many of our churches will experience miracles because of the mega church that it has become. More people with more expectations, more faith, believing, oh yes, God will do it, God will do it, God will do it. You see miracles happening. When we're at the Independence Square, and not at the Independence Square, the Accra Sports Stadium, I think it's a little different from the Independence Square. Accra Sports Stadium is enclosed, like the seats form like an enclosure. I think it's right there. You see, so when you sing, it hits the seats all around, and then the sound goes up in a very nice way. It's different Independence Square. It's like you are in the air, and the sea breeze is carrying your voice. So when you even speak, you can't even hear yourself. It is so good and powerful, but at the stadium, hey, the singing was wild. The worship was wild. The praises was wild. The word was wild. And the miracles were galore. May God give us a mega church. Believe in a bigger church. Sometimes church members don't even want the church to be big. I'm saying, I'm sorry, you didn't know anymore. I'm going to bed door, so do. I'm going to bed door, so do. Hey! Bible says that God wants all men to be saved. And you just want a few people that only you know. Everybody can know maybe 25 people. After that, you are finished. And because of you, we should have only 25 people in the church. It cannot happen. We must go more than 250. We must go more than 2,500. We must be able to believe God for 25,000. Nobody should ever be tired of believing God for a bigger and a bigger and a bigger church. Churches can be bigger. May we have energy to believe God for bigger churches, more mega churches. Can I have a bigger amen?
Yeah.
All right. Number 13, you must have a mega church because in a mega church you will have greater manifestation of miracles because of the greater crowds and greater expectations. Number 14, you must have a mega church because more evangelism is possible through a mega church. More evangelism. Hey! In Psalm 68 and verse 11, he says, "And the Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." And the Lord did what? And the Lord did what? Gave the word, and great was the company that published it. Psalm 68 and verse number 11. I want to read it from the Message Bible. The Message Bible says, where's my Message Bible? The Message. It says, Psalm 65 and verse 11. The Lord gave the word, and the Bible says, thousands called out the good news. Thousands called out the good news. The Lord gave the word, and thousands called out the good news. May thousands call out the good news. The New Century Bible says, the Lord gave the command, and a great army told the news. Jesus has given the great commission. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. And the Bible says when he gave that command, thousands, a great army proclaimed the news. But here we are. When we call for evangelism in our churches, you see that's when everybody have a funeral. My mother has sent me. I've put my things on the dry line and I've forgotten. It may rain and spoil it. Oh, my child is not well. And so on. When you call for evangelism, you see that few people are going. But the time is coming when the command is given, thousands and great armies will tell the news all over the world. Why can we fulfill such a prophetic word if we don't have a mega church? How can we fulfill it? Beautiful. Number 15. You must have a mega church because a mega church has a larger and greater income that can be used for the work of God. Yes. Hey, when you are few and you call 1,000 Ghana cedis. Hey, you see that people are looking at their watches. And people are looking down. And people are now adjusting themselves and packing their books as though they have not heard 1,000 cedis. There are churches I preach in. When I go and I say 1,000 cedis, hey, nobody will mind me. 1,000. Hey, can I have... Okay, 3 people who can give 1,000 cedis. You see that they are looking at you. There's nobody. Hey! And I tell them that I'm not afraid of you. And I'm not shy of you. I am calling 1,000 cities. I'm not leaving this place till I get one. Then I get one person. Two people. So okay, clap for Jesus. Hey! But in a mega church, you can call. We want 7 people to give $20,000 in Ghana. $20,000. Then you see that 12 people have come. When you wanted 7. Mega church is better. I said a mega church is better. A bigger church is better than a smaller church. Yes, a bigger church. When you call, now we want 10 people who can give 100,000. I've been in a service before. We want 10 people to give $100,000 in a service. Oh, yes. And they were coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. $100,000. I was here in the church in Ghana. The man of God was launching his book. He called the one launching the book and asking for money. He asked for 100,000 Ghana cedis or $10,000. And come and see them. About 12 people came forward. I said, this is a mega church. When you have a small church, you will not even think about it. When you are taking offering, you want to start from 50. 50 then one cement bag is how much? It's 100 Ghana cedis. 110. So if you're a pastor, a man of God, Charlie, believe God for a mega church because your money depends on the number of people that you have. And the different numbers of people you have will help you to raise enough money to finance the gospel. Look at us, when we came, there was no air condition. Because of that, I'm sweating. Yesterday I was here, I preached, I didn't sweat. I preached for 2.5 hours, I didn't sweat. Today, the doors were shut, were open. They said we should use the natural air. The heat was coming. I said, no. I have air condition, please turn it on. Air condition, we want, and you're cheap. Look at the span. It's 45 meters this way to this way. And 70 meters to the back there. It's not a simple hall to fill with cool air. Plus, your body is also generating heat as you are sitting here. And you're breathing in and out, who. It, when you put your hand here, it's warm air that is coming from your mouth. It's all killing the air condition. Software, you can't wear 3-piece. You pass a 3-piece, you can easily collapse because of the heat that will be in the system. But in a mega church, you can call. We want to air condition the church. You know, the global warming is affecting the atmosphere. The church is becoming too hot. We need to put air condition here. And I hear one unit is, then they'll call the price. One unit is 10 horsepower is about $50,000? $50,000 USD. And we need 15. The engineer said we need 15. So I want us to raise money. In a mega church, when you announce it, somebody say, I'll buy 2. Somebody say, I'll buy 3. Somebody say, I'll buy 4. And then it's finished. When you are in a small church, 1 year still, people pledge, they haven't paid. Hey, sometimes it's like you have drunk the blood of the people. What? Hey, the same people are giving for air condition. The same people are giving for ceiling. The same people are giving for tiling. The same people help to build the wall around the church. The same people are giving for the paper blocks on the car park. Hey, when they come to church, they are even angry with the pastor. But in a mega church, Church of Pentecost is a mega church. When they wanted to build a campsite, one person, he gave 500 acres. For Yesu Krum, One human person donated that land. When we needed to build this little cathedral we have here, Bishop came to my church. We were then at Airport West Hotel. Then he said, "Can you find land and build something?" When he announced it, the church said, "Yeah!" You know, they thought that he was going to bring money. Because me, I knew when he was transferring me to the airport branch, which became this church, he said, "We are going to buy instruments with crisp sound." So I asked him at a meeting afterwards that the money that he said we are going to use to buy the instruments, no, how? He said, "Oh, when you go, raise funds. When you go to the church, raise funds." I just laughed at myself because when he said it, I saw in a little flash, a vision in a flash, I saw an envelope he was pulling from his office drawer with $10,000 inside for us to buy the instrument. So when he said, "When you go, raise funds," I just laughed at myself that I'm not serious. But I went to the church. Yes. And that first day, there were about 120 people there. I told them that we are going to buy instruments with crisp sound. And I said, "How much keyboard?" Somebody mentioned the price. Another person mentioned some big. You see, the keyboard is, when you ask them what keyboard they want the one they have seen on television. That some celebrity in America was playing. So they mentioned how much, they called the price. So the price was $12,000 to buy keyboard, speakers, bass woofers, bass guitar, and so on. And I told them that I've come to your church. This sound that I'm preaching from cannot help my anointing. I need better sound. Crisp sound. Within 7 minutes, $12,000 have been realized. By Tuesday, the instruments had been bought. Wednesday, we had fixed them. Sunday, we were using them. Yes. But if you're in a church that nobody can give, hey. That's why when you go for funerals at Ada and these type of places, you have come from Accra. They will raise funds more than 1 hour. Because they are trying to roof their church that they are building that they haven't finished. And you have brought yourself from Accra for a funeral. They say, Then they will start, 1,000. And they have people that they can get to drink the blood from us. Because in their little church, it cannot roof the church. But in a mega church, a church was going to build a church. Somebody got up. He said, "Excuse me, I'll take care of the foundation and I'll take care of the roof. They can do the rest." I say, "Hey, this one is a mega church with a mega member. May God give you mega church with mega members." You are angry at your church because every time they are asking for offering, you don't have money to give. But when the church is a mega church, you will never be angry, because when you can't afford something, somebody can afford it. A lot of people are angry with us in our churches because every day we are raising money. We are not raising money. We are not collecting money from your hand. It's a free will offering. Nobody is forcing you to give anything. But because you are in a little church and eyes are on you. So eyes are on you. There was a man in a hotel we wanted to use when I was at Airport West. We had to move from that hotel. I went to his hotel. I said, "We would like to use your hotel." He said, "Oh, he won't give it." But he gave it to a church. Oh, it was not easy. The members were everywhere. And the man used to feed the hungry. So the people come from the area. This type of people who have not dressed well in his hotel. Guess what? The swimming pool, Hannah. When I'm swimming pool, no. I understand. Because me, myself, I'm at a hotel. And sometimes I feel for the hotel. That, hey, look at the white lady has come in her bikini. She's lying by the pool reading. Now, my members in Namhosa, now brothers, sometimes you wonder whether they are going somewhere. Or they are spying something. Hey! So I told the hotel owner that, okay, if you will not give us the hotel, then visit our church, come to our church. I said, oh, no. Mamba, one chapel, Mamba. I said, oh, why? He said, oh, you are now building, like you are now going to build your church, buy land and all that. If I come, what the pressure about tomorrow? You will put pressure on me because he's the owner of a hotel. And as he's sitting down, we are asking 10,000. Who else should we be looking at? So you say you are the owner of a hotel. Bring something. But you see, in a mega church, there will be more than one hotel owner. There will be car dealers. There will be import and exports, door-to-door operators. There will also be businessmen who go to Dubai and come, who go to China and come, who go to Turkey and come. And all of them, you will see them coming to the church. When you call for 100,000, you say, Pastor, don't talk a lot. Don't talk a lot. What are we buying? I've taken care of it. Believe God for a mega church. God will bring all kinds of characters that will solve problems in the church. And if you are in a church, don't be angry with the church. Help and believe God to build a mega church so that the pressure on you will reduce. But the pressure about tomorrow. Please don't feel under any pressure. In here, when you are called to give an offering, don't feel under pressure. We are not under pressure here. We are relaxed. Say amen. Say amen. Say, I believe in a mega church. In a mega church. You see, in Acts 4:34, he says, neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold. And laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according to that he had need. Yes. In a mega church, financial problems are solved. Number 16, you must have a mega church because special ministries which take care of special needs will develop within the mega church. Special ministries. They minister to special needs. Today, I'll tell you, our ministry now has hospitals. One at near the Kodesh, at North Kanishi. One now just behind us here at Amrahia. Yes, Hope Center. Where in the Hope Center, where we give free prosthetic arms, like limbs. Those who have amputated legs, we give them free prosthetic, like they attach an artificial leg or arm, and they are able to operate like they can walk like a normal person. It's free. That's what a mega church can do. But if you are not a mega, you can't even dream of it, because one of those things it can easily be your monthly offering. Now you provide it, but to the glory of God. It's right there. You may not even hear about it because it's not being done for show. We have an orphanage. It's one of the nicest orphanages. If you go there, you like to be an orphan. Hey, you will see the huge buildings that are built to look at, to put the children not in dormitories but in homes. So flats have been created, built from foundation. Atterbury, Jamaica. So when you go there, you see children in homes with father, mother. They go to school, they come home. Because like in the typical orphanage, the people are just in dormitories. Even in some places, the boys and girls sleep in the same place because they don't have any facility there. But in a mega church, do you see specialized ministries like orphanages can be built to look after orphans and provide for them. Jesus said, I was a stranger and you took me in. And they asked, when were you a stranger and we took you in? He says, for as much as you did it to one of the least of my brethren, you did it unto me. So in a mega church, you can fulfill such a scripture, because in a mega church, specialized ministries can be developed that can take care of specialized needs. I thought somebody would clap for this one.
So that you are just there in a little corner thinking you are the King of Kings, do you see? It's not enough. You can stretch yourself beyond where you are. You can go further from where you are. There are others that you can think about. There are others you can care for. There are others you must concern your ministry about. You can't just have a ministry just for your to meet your own needs as a minister or as a little congregation. There are others that must benefit from us. And in a mega church, we can care for others and we can have specialized ministry for others, and God will bless them. God will bless them. God will bless them. In a mega church. Do you want more? 17. I told you there are many reasons, so it can really help you to have a solid understanding. 17. You must have a mega church because it shows that you have made full proof of your ministry. Many ministers do not do a thorough job of being pastors. Yes. Oh. My bishop in Tefl is in the house. God bless you. Take your seat. Welcome, 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 welcome. Good to see you. We are on the mega church. This is the professor of church growth. Yes. And I have brought him specially to lead us in this effort that every church represented here will have a mega church by the time it is over. Clap for Jesus. All right. So, number... What did I give you? 17. We said what? You have made full proof. In 2 Timothy 4:5, in the Message Bible, it says, "But you, keep your eye on what you are doing." Keep your eye on what? What you are doing. "Accept the hard times along with the good. Keep the message alive. Do a thorough job as God's servants." Do a thorough job as God's servants. Most of us are not doing a thorough job. Like, you must make full proof. If there's preaching, you preach full. If there's evangelism, full. If church growth is like to build a church, full. It's like you do it to the fullest. Leaving nothing. Not like when you finish or at the end of time, you say that, "Oh, I think I did 10% of my work." One day Bishop was having a camp. He called a missionary. He said, "You have returned from the mission field. What do you think, how much work do you think you did? Or it's like, what percentage will you give yourself for the work you did on the mission before you left?" Somebody said, "I'll give myself 10%. Somebody said, "I'll give myself 25%. And then he said, "No, but you must do a thorough job." It's like the opportunity you have to build a church, you prosecuted it to its logical conclusion. Yeah. So that when you finish, you are done. Say, "Yay, I wish I could have done some more." We have a song. The song says that, "When I get to heaven, I hope I never say I regret the way I lived. When I get to heaven, I hope I never say, please let me go back to do some more." Because you can easily be going, you go to and say, "Yeah, Rade, if you give me 5 more years, if you give me 10 more years, oh, I wish I had 10 more years. How I'll preach, how I'll do my best, how..." Some of us are in our churches. We are not doing a thorough job. You are a choir director. You are not doing a thorough job at the choir. If it's not that one, it's "Take me back to do 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 do. Take me back, dear Lord." But do a thorough job. It's like if there is a song that your pastor wants you to sing, you will rehearse it to sing it to the best of your ability. If there's an area that we must preach to as a church, there will be no house in the enclave that has not felt your presence. You have done a thorough job at the work. Tell somebody, do a thorough job. Do a thorough job. Do a thorough job.
do a thorough job. Make full proof of your ministry. Number 18, you must have a mega church, because in a mega church, there are more beloveds. That is potential married partners. You see, our churches, no matter how you look at it, it's also a center for getting beloveds, getting people to marry. I'm always encouraging the brothers in my church, please consider that sister. Consider that brother, sister. Sister, don't let him go away. I was telling a sister the other day, go home. How do you say it in English? Relax yourself. Why your host head mistress? Relax yourself. When the person calls you at, when the guy calls her at 10 o'clock, he says, why are you calling me at this time? I said, what kind of behavior is that? Well, when should he call you? Say, it's a bit late. It's like, 10, and my beloved also, 10:30, 11 o'clock, and my raps not me be ye. Now, 10 o'clock, you are giving the guy curfew. What do you mean by that? Go home, so that the man can flow. You are not getting married. You are not 40. Somebody is calling you at 10 o'clock. You say, why at 10 o'clock? When should he call? When he calls at 7, you say it's too early. When he calls you at 10 a.m., you say you are at work. When he calls at 2 p.m., you say you just came from lunch. Well, what time should he call you? What kind of headmistress order is that? Go home, tell the nearest sister, go home. Hey, in our churches must be centers for getting husbands and wives. We must encourage the sheep to marry themselves. Some of the brothers, 35 only beloved. Sometimes you have to call. I call one brother, I said, 35 years. Hey, what is happening? He said, he doesn't know what is happening. I said, but why are you not making moves? Bishop, I'm not finding anything. I sent him to First Love. Come and tell me. He came back. I said, oh, who are Juma? Oh, sir, boy. Oh, who are Juma? But you see, in a mega, when the church is bigger, it's easy to find your partner in the church. One day a lady met our bishop. He said that, my type is not in the church. Then he rebuked her. What do you mean by your type is not in the church? Nonsense. Well, what type are you? You are proud. This and that. When she left and she was going, he thought himself that, by her age, by her status in life, and looking at the boys who are walking around, her type is not in the church. But thank God, in this same church, one day I was here when I got invitation to a wedding. The man was, I think, 82, and the lady was 65. And they had a wedding, and they went for honeymoon. Yes. I've been in this church. The lady was 60. The lady was 60 something, and the man was also 60 something. They are married. Small church. Okay, we want to announce a wedding. Then when you announce, brother so and so from Apostolic Church of Ghana, Abeka branch, is getting married to sister so and so. When we call the sister's name, Frida something something, she's your top singer. Obi free apostolic wa Abeka. Ebe tamu girl ye free ha. Ede nako. Hey. But in a mega church, you see, you can see that this brother is there, he doesn't have a beloved. That sister is in the choir, very good, faithful sister. You call them, you know, you talk to one person and say, have you, one day I called my top singer. I told him, hey, Abed, me hush you, now what is happening? He said, Bishop. I said, what in the Bishop? Yeah, Bishop, yeah. Na yes, no kwaba. And I said that, have you considered my daughter this? Then I called a certain girl. Bishop, I have not thought about it. I said, think about it. and then start making some moves. I'll help you. In a mega church, such things are possible. And more marriages, more weddings. Hey, our first love church is about 7,000 every Sunday. Every week there's a wedding, 2-3 weddings. More weddings. Every week you see more weddings. Hey! Because young people now do awesome. And it's better that you marry young than now that you are about 43. They are not going to get married. Adiana, I say, Koko. Oop, chikrema. Hey! Only the wise understand what I'm saying. We will build a mega church. And in a mega church, you have more marriages. And more. You see, when you are married, you may not think about it that marriage is a very important thing for people. But it is. Most problems of young people is marriage. And even older people is marriage. Sometimes you selected someone you shouldn't have married. Because you were in a small church. And the only person who was available was this guy. Apache number one. Police are looking for him. He owes so many people. But he's the one who is available. Obeyende. Also fun, sir. As the years have now gone by, the thing has not changed. And he's still the same. Now he say he want to leave. But in a mega church, God will give you the appropriate beloved. If you want fair, you get fair. If you want, some people like their own personal vono mattress. Yes. Some people too like a slimy dinghy, portable that you can carry. Yes. When I got married, they said I should take a photo with my wife. Hey! Asemaba! I should carry her like this in my arms and take a photograph. Jack, me yes, ma. Hey! Because I had gone for my own bono mattress. Hey! Are you listening to me? Yes. If you want American, now in a mega church, these days I see some of my young people. You see them on the Facebook looking at some of our members in England and other people. So I'll be there now. Somebody has come down. Oh, he has found somebody. She's the London Apache. I said, ah. How? People in the choir plenty. I will call London Apache. So I placed an embargo. I saw that 3 people had made such moves. After that, I said, no. I'm not trying to export missionaries. I also have young ladies in the choir, in the dancing group, and they are all around me. I cannot allow. So I placed an embargo. Anybody who goes abroad to beloved Facebook people, I am not. You don't have my blessing. You're wild. Don't have my blessing. What is this? Why are you going there? What is happening there? We have people here. What are you going to do? Come on. I'm not there. One guy told me, I said, I am not. Don't tell me that. He said, oh, Bishop, through your prayers, you know. And so I tell him, I've not prayed for such prayers. I've not prayed such prayers. A mega church is better than a small church. I said, a mega church is a better church. Somebody say that with me. A mega church is a better church. 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 A mega church is a better church.
A mega church. It's a better church.
I can't hear you.
A mega church. It's a better church.
Somebody's saying it.
A mega church. It's a better church.
Sing it.
A mega church.
Do you believe it?
It's a better church.
Tell your neighbor.
A mega church.
It's
a
Some people are saying it like they don't believe it. Do you believe? Do you accept? Do you agree? Do you like it? A mega church. Give some swag. Have some small. Have a shoulder. Come on, give the Lord a big hand clap. Yes, Potter City is a mega church. Macarius Church is a mega church. New Light Pentecostal Church is a mega church. Newness Church is a mega church. And a mega church is a better church. A mega
It's a better church.
A
mega church. It's a better church.
Give the Lord a shout. Wow. The other day I saw somebody from Pentecost. They like my members. Pentecost East Legon, behind the Methodist Church. They have near ANC Mall. They have some Pentecost PIWC there. They really like my members. When I went to preach, because they were their wedding, they made me preach at the wedding. They came for a girl from my church, and I told them that I'm going to retaliate, and that I'm going to get one of the girls here to come and replace my girl there. They thought I was joking. Oh, one day there we were. One of my young men went to that church and found a girl. So the wedding happened in that church, and I told them, I told you I will retaliate. I've come back here. I'm taking her tomorrow. Pepe, she's in my church. She won't come here again. And she's in my church now. A mega church is a better church. Believe in it. Don't become despondent. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. The fact that you have set yourself major milestones of church growth that you have not attained does not mean you should give up. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. It is the devil. One of his main assignments, the Bible says that he will wear out the saints. He will wear out the saints. The devil wants you to be tired of this mega church idea. And I told you yesterday that it is your strong desire for the mega church that will lead you on the journey. Bishop Intefel is here. You will see the journey that he will teach us, what we must do, things we must do to embark on a mega church. And if your desire is not strong, you will easily give up. You will easily give up. You will say, oh, this thing doesn't work. It doesn't really work. It's not for me. Yeah, but it's for you. I said it's for you. It's for you, and it's for that church that you are pastoring. What you are looking at, that sometimes when you look at the members, it's like there's no beauty in them that you should desire them. But from that very place, God will bless you. From that very place, don't give up yet. My pastors, sometimes I see my pastors like they are as a mapim. They have given up in their hearts that they can do greater things for God. And I tell you today that don't give up. Don't be despondent. God will give you a mega church. It's a better church. Don't think survival. Don't think, okay. Think mega. Think greater. And God will bless you. Clap for Jesus again. Number 20, a mega church means more contacts, more connections. More contacts and more connections. More connections for school. Oh yes. Number 21. A mega church means a larger pool of employers. In the same church, you can have employers employing church members. Oh yes. I have many people here. When I need a job, I call brother, you know, this guy needs a job. Is there an opening somewhere? And they will make some other, give me a few days, make a call, 1, 2, 3, no, you see that he's landed a job. And the same
this thing to, if you go and misbehave, I say, sack him. For his own good. Yes. Because some people take advantage of the employer in the church, that because he's in the church, you can take advantage of him, which is not appropriate. Are you listening to me? So encourage the church members, because in the mega church, there are contacts. This, unfortunately, the country where we live in, whom you know also works. Do you know anybody who is, if I need passport? Oh, the other day, a brother, one of my ushers, said he wanted to go to America. The date he was getting was 2025. I said, take me, no, relax. I picked my phone. I called a certain brother. I said, brother so-and-so needs a date for interview. He said, oh, Bishop. The next day, he got a date the following week. He's got the visa cry, he's gone. A mega church, there are contacts in it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But a small church, not so be here, passport. This was a lie. Six months. 2025. Oh, I'm afraid now. May 2025. Because if you go on the internet to book a date, 2025 May is the nearest available date. But on the same internet, there's a date for next week. Somebody has it. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that when we finish, you are going to call me that, Bishop, please, can you get your guy to call somebody? I think that it will be too much. Now I become a visa contractor. Say, hey, Bishop Eddie or Macarius, oh, we have visa data, friend. Now, Minya call from Potter City. Now, Prosperity, if also friend me, now, Namham, say, ah. Well, how do you get my number? Oh, my bishop told me that I should call you. And when you call your bishop's name, who am I to say I will not do so? But I'm not a visa contractor, so please, this one I'm preaching. I'm giving the example. It doesn't mean after church, I'm queue behind my office and then come for visa dates. But in a mega church, you can have contacts and connections that will advance your life in Jesus' name. Will you clap for Jesus? Don't let the devil wear you out. Don't let the devil wear you out. Don't let the devil make you give up. Don't 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 stop it. Let the devil be tired before you are tired. Yes. We are in our 60s. We are still going strong. We have not given up. We are still doing, I'm lining up crusades, that I'm doing crusades. Still, I do outdoor, I'm doing indoor. I'm not giving up. McKeon was standing on the stage, James McKeon, Church of Pentecost. He was standing on crusade platform way into his 70s, 80s. Anybody who retires in your mind or in your heart, you will die early. It's scientifically proven. Even my own sister, when she's in England and she retired at 60. And I told her, well, in England, I think 65 or something, but like, she took an early one just to rest a bit and relax, and she will look after a job later. Within 2 years, hey! So no, I'm feeling dizzy. I'm feeling this. I don't know what is happening to me. I don't know. I don't know. I said, go to hospital. They say they can't find anything. But there's nothing wrong with you. But because you have retired, and there's nothing to look forward to, that I'm getting up at 6 o'clock, I'm bathing, I'm catching a bus at 7 o'clock, I'm going to this place, I'll close at 12, I'll come back home, I'll go to another job at 3 o'clock. I mean, that thing has left your life. Life is going out of you. And in the same way, church work, if you are not active in God, you either backslide or you die early. It's like, what is your use on earth as far as God is concerned? There's nothing for you to do apart from going to heaven. And a lot of our members are retired in their hearts. prayer meeting cry one be now don't want question so on. So you have retired, like active service, you have retired. But today I want to tell you, don't be tired in your work. Don't be tired in your faith. Don't be tired in praying. Because one day we'll go before the Lord. Don't be tired. Don't give up yet. Yes. Some of us in our 60s are more on fire for some people who are in their 30s. It shouldn't be. Rather, you should be more on fire than we are on fire. You should be putting pressure. I want to go and do outreach. I want to, what a Bluetooth speaker. Wujina Santor Junction, Trotro Station, and I will boom preaching. Your pastor will see and say, hey, what are you, when did you become a preacher? They say, oh, it's something that I felt the Lord said I should do. So I put my speaker down, I'm preaching, and then I'm also winning some souls. Why not? Why not? Why not? Rather, when we say let's go for outreach, you are running away. But in this conference, God is empowering you to become an effective laborer in His vineyard. Clap for Jesus. The next one, in a mega church, it's important because all the different needs of the congregation can be met through a mega church. Legal advice can be sought there. Doctors. You see, even at this conference, one of my doctors has set up behind here. There's a little clinic. Check your blood pressure. You know? Free. I don't know whether it's free or I'm sure it's free. Is it not free? Somebody help me. It's free. You just pass here. When we take a break, you go and check your blood pressure. Because some of us will be walking around. Your pressure is 220, 112. But you don't know. And I don't say, oh, to just now bump my kotoriana. Please, there's not that prayer is not good, but it's simple. Do you understand? By a little knowledge, we know it's simple to just drop it and save you. Rather than for you to be walking around just speaking in tongues, praying and saying that, oh, demons be na have me na chese. Ya na me sorry no pa me tie me ya. They even put a little video showing you signs that you must note to show that your blood pressure has gone up. Signs that your heart. We have had video clips of pastors who are preaching on stage and they die on the pulpit. And they die on the stage. They die. One pastor, he was even on the foot, we were saying that, you know, the devil wanted to prevent me from coming to church. You know, I woke up this morning and I had a very bad pain on my chest. And I said, the devil, you are a liar. You know, and the pain wouldn't go away, but I've come today, I'm going to preach. You know, then the church was like, hey, oh. Then the microphone was, brah, he was gone. He died in front of the church. Because it's a sign of heart attack that you will never know. Or you may feel that, you know, or you are there and then your hand goes like this. We say anointing, new anointing, be a banner. Emma Wonsa, a cosa. Your friend, a hepatic flap. Well, yeah? Yes. It means that you have a problem with your liver. Oh, doctor, am I saying the right thing? Yes. And now, what you want to do is say, in two cars, why not you on Sassy say, anointing for Frobia, Nyame, Edia Mamin. A Mamin say, him in tea. Obia, we hear fresh anointing, be a demensa toss one. Hebeko. Ooh, so over the anointing. So I'm saying that right here, They have such needs. Doctors, by the grace of God, are available for such things. I met a pastor the other day. Yesterday, he said he has glaucoma. His sight is going. And I said, no. You don't have to. Your sight doesn't have to go. There's a simple procedure that can be done for you. Yes, and you will see clear.
Yes, sir.
Yes. You see, but if you are in a little church, it may not even occur to you. So, oh, some eye drops, some herbal medicine, some medicine somebody said is very good. Some balm from Nigeria. Are you listening to me? So in a mega church, all these special needs of the congregation can be met. That's why we must build a mega church. Yes. And if you're a member of a church, don't fight it. When your pastor is gathering, don't scatter. And say that, oh, I'm going to say, 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 I'm going to every time, no, I'm going to say, is it you are sorry? Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The church is like the Ark of Noah. Hey, lions are inside, and antelopes are also inside. Tigers are inside, and giraffes are also inside. All kinds of animals are in the ark, and Pastor Noah is pasturing them on the oceans of life's troubles, because outside there in the world is more dangerous than inside where the church is. And the Bible says that they gathered, they all came, different animals. I'm sure that the antelope impala will be saying to Noah that, Noah, I don't like the way the lion looks at me. It's like he wants to eat me. Noah will say, lion, take your time. We are all going to the same place. We are all arriving. When the flood is over, we'll all land on land, dry land. For in the meantime, let's learn to live together and stay together until we get to the other side. Until we get to the other side. Sometimes you are building, you are counseling people, you are trying, you are solving, you are trying to help them to be established in Christ. And somebody who knows their weakness or their, you is just scattering them, talking about them in a way to make them leave the church. In a mega church, you will have all these wonderful legal advice, legal counsel, sometimes for legal, free legal. Yes. The other day, even I have a member in a mega church. I have a member who owns a cemetery. Hey, I said he was dedicating a cemetery. He said, oh, I should come and dedicate the cemetery. Brand new cemetery. So I said, hey, this is a very complex place to dedicate, because I pray that it flourishes. What does it mean? But in a mega church, you see, by all means, you need a cemetery. Yes. And I went to dedicate the cemetery. I prayed that God will bless it and that it will prosper and it will do well. You are dedicating Tico and this type of cars. In a mega church, you can dedicate an aeroplane. Yes. One day my prophet said that he went to dedicate a private plane. I said, wow, that's another level. This year I told my church, I've been dedicating Hyundai and Toyota. I want to dedicate BMWs and Benzes and Rolls Royces. Ah, who told you? And G-Wagons. Are they in our relegating me to Hyundai? That afternoon, somebody said, Bishop, this one is the last one, please. My Elantra is dedicated for me. So I went to dedicate it like that. Yes. May God bless you with a mega church. Because a mega church is a better church. Yeah. I was part of this church when it was just a little classroom with drums that were rolling down. You remember? Yeah, the drums were rolling down. Go and bring it back. Yeah. But now look at the sound. Crisp. Yes. God will give you crisp sound. Yes. Are you there still? We're there renting from place to... Some of you, when your church is renting one place to the other, that's when you start visiting other churches. Now you want to go to Agape. Now you go to Agape and say, yeah, how dear, oh, 2 hours. When our church is small, we don't close 2 hours. 2 hours there, you are building your church. 2 hours. I will show you when along the line how you must maximize the Sunday when you come to church and encourage your members to stay for training, for education, for teaching after church, for ministry work after the service. Yes. Otherwise, we can never break numerical barriers that have been on our head like a ceiling like that. 120, Ubo so kwa 119. Oh, then one of your faithful members doesn't come to church. Kao cross over. But God is going to help us in this conference. Keep clapping for the Lord. Ooh, glory to God. You must have a mega church because a mega church is more likely to accomplish the 25% of biblical quota of souls won from the community. Jesus gave the parable that a sower went to sow. Some fell among on the wayside, some fell among thorns, others fell on rocky ground, and some fell on good ground. 4 grounds, only one was fertile. That's 1 out of 4 is 25%. 1 out of 4 is 25%. Yes, mathematically. So it's sort of presupposing that in terms of the population that we are reaching, do you understand? It's likely that the seeds you are sowing, only 25% of them will bring forth fruit. By Jesus' calculation, he is the one who was preaching. He said the sower is the preacher and the seed is the word. And you are also a preacher and you also have the seed of the word. And he's trying to say that as you keep planting your seed, some of them will fall by the way. You can't argue with Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He's the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. He's the one who began it and the one who will end it. Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus says that some will fall on stony ground, whether you like it or not. And they will not have deep roots, so they will just die out. And some will fall among thorns because they are in our congregations. There are still people who are thorny. The seed of the word falls among the thorns. It says that these are they who hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. And the cares of this world are still with us. The school fees, the bills, the rent, they are still with us today. The cares, the things you live in this world, so there are things you care about in this world. Your mother-in-law, your mother, aging mother, how to find accommodation for her, how to find hospital for her, how to look after her with medicine, different things. They are cares of this world. And the Bible says that they drown or they choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. But one will fall among good ground. And even in the good ground, some will be 30%, 30-fold, others 60-fold, and others 100. That's Jesus. So it's like 25. So we assume, therefore, that in the population of Accra, we who say we are churches, it must be that our influence over the city will match 25. How much is Accra's population? About 4.5, and 25% of 4.5 is what? 4.5 million times 2.5 is what? Mathematicians. Pardon? 1.125. Okay. So that means that in Accra here, if we add all the churches, you see, and we do a calculation that on Sunday morning, if there are even 1,000 churches, we will have 1,000 members in each of them. Like if Accra has 1,000 churches, there should be 1,000 People in it, every church must have 1,000 people. Do you think we have 1,000 in our churches? You can immediately see that we are falling short. Because 1,000 times 1,000 is 1 million. Is my calculation right? So if we have 1,000 churches, as we are saying that, oh, that Ghana is 71% Christian, and we have reached our target. So we are seven, but Jesus is telling us that in reality, the real fruitful fields that we are planting on is only 25% of the population. Before we whittle it down to our enclave here, from Shiashi to Ashaiman, all the way to Amrahia or Oyibi, and coming down to Adenta and Madina. If we calculate all that, whether our churches that are here can boast of, 25%. And that is why we must make full proof of our ministries, so that God can give us greater and greater harvest as we go forward. Can I have a big amen?
Amen.
Can I have a big amen?
Amen?
So the more mega churches we have, the more we are nearing our ability to reach 25% of the population. God will give us that grace. I said, God will give us that grace. May your church hit numerical barriers it has never hit. If you have never hit 200 from this conference, cross 200. If you have never crossed 300 by this conference, cross 350. If you have never crossed 500, oh, in the name of Jesus, from this conference, may you see more than 600 arriving in your church. And if you have never seen 1,000 preaching to 1,000, may God grace you and anoint you and give you more than 1,000 in attendance in Jesus' name. Amen. And then finally, last but one, or finally, I think that you must have a mega church because it is a force to reckon with and it becomes like a nation. Oh yes. Oh yes. Today, if any politician who looks at our stadium Good Friday service and somebody tells them that this is one church and the leader is Bishop Dagwood Mills, he will be afraid. But I've been part of this church when the government took us on. One early morning, I was woken up by a call. They've come to break down our walls. Hey! So I just took off, went to Bishop's house. When he heard that I was at his gate, he shouted from the bedroom, "Pierre, what is it?" It's like he couldn't wait. Because why would Pierre come to my house at 5:30? 5:30. What is he coming to do at 5:30? I was coming with bad news. So I said, "Oh, he just told me that they've broken down our walls." So as soon as he came down, he said, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I remember Pastor Van told me about some land at North Kaneshi." That very instant, call him and let's see whether that land is still available. It's like time for us to move from Koligono. Then, when that same day we went to find the owner of the land, and that same day we agreed on a price, and that same day we started organizing money for what is now the Kodesh, and then we moved out of Koligono. I mean, we moved officially the headquarters, but we still have a church there. It's still there. They are still there strong. May God bless you. You can have a headquarters, you leave it and build another headquarters, leave it, build another headquarters, leave it, build another. Today, even this church is like a headquarters. Yes. May God give you churches that are like your headquarters. And as I'm speaking, my mind goes to when we had a retreat at the gardens, Legon Gardens. And when we were praying, Bishop pointed to a tree. And he said, do you see this tree? It's a very unique tree. When it comes out of the ground, it just splits into two. Like the stems divide into two. And each part is as big as the one that was coming from the ground. And he said that one day we'll have branches that are as big as the headquarters. Hey, we're praying to have branches. We didn't have branches. We're praying to have branches. That one day we'll have branches that are as big as the headquarters.
And today, there are many, many, many branches that are as big as the headquarters then, or even bigger. God will bless your church with such a mega church in the mighty name of Jesus. And your church cannot be quenched. A politician cannot eat. And when he's full, he can take a decision that all those churches should be closed down. I remember when we were just, you know, we were in a classroom at medical school. And we used to have Tuesday service at the basic, the medical school. They had a behind, they had a mortuary. Then behind it, there was a classroom where we used to have Tuesday service there. And the PNDC then came up with a law, Law 221. PNDC Law 221. Did you hear about Law 221? It was a law that said that every church should register with the government. And that if you are not more than 250, you cannot qualify. Hey, I remember we were sitting at that, I think basic sciences, they call it. The basic sciences, Kolebu. Is that what it is? Yeah. And we were listing people. Hey! 200, 201. Now how to get up to 250? It was not easy. So do you remember this brother? Does he still come to church? I don't know. I think he has left. So do you remember that we were looking for converts, members, visitors? Hey, we couldn't hit 250. We were trembling. Then one day we heard that the Catholic Church said that no way. We were here before you were born. You can't make us register. Nonsense. What kind of law is that? Very foolish law. They will not obey the law. They will not register. And if you can't register the Catholic Church, then you can't register Lighthouse. And Catholic Church was like a nation within the nation. And they saved us at that time. Yes. That's why I say a mega church is a better church. Look at the Catholic Church. Now their pastors use CD cars, even. Some of the pastors. Because they come from the embassy of the Holy See. Yes. When the Catholic Pope speaks, CNN records and publicizes it. Because it's like a nation. Actually, it's a nation. Within the nation of Italy, they have, it's like a nation. The Vatican is their capital. A church that has a place as their capital, like a city as their capital. The Vatican. City state. Near Tihani Ekon. 25 members. 55 members. Now, Sophobia. Or no, what, 2,000? Nonsense. Okay, hey! God will bless us to have a mega church. And then finally, learn that God uses different people at the same season. But let me tell you this one. You must have a mega church because the glory of the end time church will be greater than the glory of the early church. The glory of this end time church shall be greater than the glory of the beginning church. I believe that, you see, the charismatic church that began with Archbishop Mensa Otabel and Takia Boy. No, Ajina Sarekra was later. Then after that became Bishop Dag and some others who came later on. That wave that came ushered in the move of God in the charismatic church. But I believe that in these last days, God is bringing another wave for the churches like yours. And churches like mine that are also going to go from strength to strength. And if you check the Bible, you will see that God used different people at the same period. Do you know that Elijah, who stood on Mount Carmel and challenged the prophets of Baal, at that time the king was called what? Ahab. Elijah confronted Ahab. Elijah is the one who told Ahab that, get onto your chariot, for I hear the sound of abundance of rain. He was ministering at the time that Ahab was king. But you know that at that same period, there was a prophet called Micaiah. He is the one who prophesied the death of Ahab. But when Elijah was there, Elijah said, oh, they slaughtered all your prophets. I'm the only one who is left. But Micaiah was there. And God told him that, I have 7,000 prophets who have not bowed their knees.
So there are still some 7,000 prophets, 7,000 pastors. You are one of them. 7,000 churches, you are one of them who have not bowed their knees to Baal. And you are going to also build mega churches like what Mensa Otabula has built, like what Bishop Dagwood Mills has built, like what Ajinasari has built, like what Taki Aboy has built. You are also there. It's your time. For the glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former. Don't give up. The glory of these last days are going to be greater than the years gone by. Don't talk about the good old days. Don't say that, hey, those days were very powerful. Hey, don't say that, hey, when the charismatic churches started them, oh, when Ajinasari them started them, when Mensa Otabu them started them, their time was very powerful. Oh, that's why they've been able to do what they have done. I'm telling you today that let it be as though today is the first day of the move of God in our country, and you are part of the wave that is moving across the nation, and God will use you to build a mega church, because a mega church is a better church.
Hallelujah.
A mega church is a better church.
Church.
A mega church
is a better church. A mega church is a better church.
Somebody wants to dance for
a
the Lord.
A mega church.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Clap your hands. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mato Sanda. Lift your hands and pray right now. Lord, build your church. Jesus said, I will build my church. I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Lift your hand and just pray. Father, build your church. Build your church in my community. Build your church in my area. Build your church in my vicinity. Build your church in this city. Build your church in this nation. Build your church in my generation. Build your church. And let not the gates of hell prevail against the church of God. Matoria Baha, Matoli Migabaraba, Delia Barandosika Barada, Iberia Bahanda Lavarota Ziga, Mefatoria Bahanda Lama, Yes Lord, Yes Lord, Yes Lord, Eboria Bahanda Lavarata Zige, Ria Makapari Barata, Masha Teli Migare, Sipio Safila. Oh, yes. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. Father, we lift our hands up to you.
Yes.
Because our help comes from you. And because we are confident that you who have begun a good work in our lives, you will perfect it.
Yes.
Until the day of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Thank you
for this opportunity.
Yes.
Opportunity to serve you. Opportunity to do something for the Lord. I pray for everyone here. I pray for churches. I pray for pastors. I pray for founders. I pray for assistants and associates. I pray that you will move mightily upon us.
Amen.
And build greater and greater churches in our generation.
Amen.
Thank you for the blessing of serving King Jesus. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been challenged by this powerful leadership session with Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters, East Legon Hills, Accra. God richly bless you. Holy.